Città del Capo, Radio Metropolitana presenta Termos, quotidiano di informazione e cultura musicale, condotto in studio da Laura Govoni ed Enzo Baruffaldi.
Siamo molto in ritardo, ma almeno abbiamo il vino e abbiamo anche degli ospiti. Venerdì 26 maggio, ore 21 e circa 18, Città del Capo, Radio Metropolitana, il Termos del venerdì. Enzo ai microfoni, dall'altra parte del vetro posso annunciarlo anche con un certo orgoglio: The Suburban Kids with Biblical Names. And you're welcome.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Now you have the microphone open.
Yes.
And then we can just play one song. So we just start everything
this.
And we open the bottles.
Yes.
And
yes.
The first song is a song sung in Swedish, because it's the new EP
Ingenting.
From Ingenting, your label mates.
Yes. Yeah.
I compagni di etichetta dei Suburban Kids sono gli Ingenting, una delle poche band, anzi credo l'unica band della Labrador a cantare in lingua svedese. Il nuovo singolo si intitola Sommardagboken. What's the correct pronounce of the EP?
Sommardagboken.
And what does it mean?
It means the summer diary.
Ok, quindi il diario dell'estate per Ingenting. Ci ascoltiamo la traccia numero 2, Sluta Gemmig Råd. And that means
Sluta Gemmig Råd, it means stop giving me advice.
Ok, thank you.
Oh Gud, jag vill inte veta
Yeah.
inte rädd för vänner, glädje, kärleken, nu kommer aldrig igen.
Questi erano gli Ingenting con una canzone dal titolo svedese che non pronuncerò davanti ai miei ospiti, ma la cui traduzione suona più o meno come smettetela di darmi consigli. I was saying that I will never say nothing again in Swedish in front of you.
We want to hear more Swedish.
maybe we can listen to some other song later. I have a lot of Swedish records as our listener. No, very well. E quindi diamo il benvenuto ai Suburban Kids with Biblical Names. Welcome in Bologna, welcome in Radio Città del Capo.
Thank you.
Grazie.
I Suburban Kids with Biblical Names suoneranno questa sera al Covo. Nel frattempo mi è arrivata anche un'informazione riguardo l'altro concerto che si tiene questa sera in città. You know, tonight there are Baby Shambles in concert here in Bologna.
I heard so.
Il concerto dei Baby Shambles comincerà in ritardo, circa verso mezzanotte un quarto, causa un ritardo dell'aereo. Così magari sarà possibile anche fare la doppietta. I was saying that Baby Shambles is in late, and so the concert will begin at around midnight.
Okay.
So maybe
that's not what you say.
That's not very interesting, I think. It was just an advice to the audience. welcome. So this is the first time you come to Italy?
Yes. Yes. And we were in Brescia yesterday.
Yeah, and how was it? I see you have a t-shirt of a band we know very well.
Yes,
La Man avec les lunettes.
Yeah.
La Man avec les lunettes.
You know, it was the first Italian band to come to Emma Boda.
Yes.
Last year, and so they are friends of us, and they're very funny, and we love them.
Yeah, and they were lovely people.
Yeah. And so, since this is the first time, would you like to introduce yourself to our audience? Just tell us a bit of your story, of the band, how the band was born.
Okay. Yes. The band was born in 2003 in Stockholm. We recorded our first song in December.
Yeah.
So it was late 2003.
And you both come from Stockholm?
Yes. But at that time I lived in a small town called Örebro.
Yeah, I know it.
Do you know Örebro? Why do you know about
it? I think I was driving around it sometime.
Yeah?
Long ago.
So I went to Stockholm over the weekends, and then we recorded some songs.
You were friends from school?
Yeah. No, not from school, from playing in another band.
What was the band?
Chloe.
Chloe.
Yes, it was instrumental pop music.
Wow.
We also played Emma Buddha in 2002 we played.
No, 2004, because I was there.
Yeah, we played with Suburban Kids then.
Okay, with the older band, with the other band, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I advise all Italians to go to Emma Buddha.
Of course.
Yes.
So I just translate something.
Yes.
Ma dunque ho chiesto ai Suburban Kids, visto che è la prima volta che vengono in Italia, di presentarsi così al nostro pubblico e di raccontare un po' delle loro origini. Mi hanno detto che suonavano prima in un'altra band, penso si chiamasse Chloe o qualche cosa del genere, e poi alla fine del 2003 hanno cominciato a suonare assieme a Stoccolma nei fine settimana in cui Peter,
Yes.
Nel cui Peter andava a trovare a Stoccolma Johan.
Yes,
okay.
That's me.
E così sono nati Suburban Kids with Biblical Names. The name comes from a quotation from Silver Jews.
Yes. You are the first one, I think. That has into you that know that.
Yeah.
Except from where?
Yesterday someone told me it was a Smith song.
The boy with the biblical name in the thorn in his yeah. side, maybe.
Something like that.
And why did he choose that name?
It sounded good when you say it. I don't know. It's nothing more...
than a sound.
Deeper than that.
No. Okay.
And it's good that we have. I thought we had biblical names until I read that Johan and Peter is actually Jewish names.
Yeah.
But it's biblical in a way. But
yeah, the New Testament
yeah.
maybe.
Yeah.
It's Bible, ok. Dunque gli ho chiesto dove viene il nome, è una citazione dai Silver Jews, hanno detto che probabilmente è una delle prime volte che qualcuno glielo riconosce. Ieri sera tra l'altro qualcuno gli ha chiesto se per caso era una citazione dagli Smiths, cosa abbastanza comica. Loro due credevano di avere nomi biblici, ma poi hanno scoperto in realtà che sono semplicemente ebraici, ma io gli ho detto che come Nuovo Testamento va bene lo stesso. Mentre Lucio, che ringrazio, che li ha portati anche qui, ha fatto non solo l'uomo all'elomo ma anche il nostro uomo alla logistica, sta facendo un bel po' di foto. Se volete potete mettervi in contatto con noi. I'm giving the contacts to call here. C'è un numero di telefono che è lo 051 642 8081, e poi c'è un numero di SMS che è il 348 76 49 289. E c'è anche un'email che è diretta a radiocittadelcapo.it. Maybe now we can listen to some song. Would you like to listen to a song from your records, or would you like to play something now?
Maybe we can listen to a song first.
Yep.
So we.
What do you want to listen?
What do you want to listen to?
Well,
I don't know.
One song.
I would like of those records you're holding right now. I would say Guns and Ammunition.
Guns and Ammo.
Okay.
Yes.
Which is a song about what?
It's actually a song about playing video games.
Thank you.
this is my final life. So it was really a video game.
Yeah, in some way.
Guns and Ammo, il titolo della canzone, era tratto dall'EP intitolato Numero 2. You always name your records by numbers. And number 1, number 2,
yeah,
two,
so far. So far. The next record is gonna be...
Number 4, I guess.
Maybe not.
No.
You never know. I don't know.
Irrational numbers.
I think
numbers.
It's good to have a number 1, number 2, number 3, and then you can start on something new.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a biblical thing.
New Testament, maybe.
Yeah.
I was thinking about the stupid things I was telling you while the song was playing.
Okay.
Mentre la canzone stava suonando, sono andato di là con la copia dell'album, che appunto, come ricordavamo, è intitolato Numero 3, e la mia copia dell'album ha già i loro autografi dentro, nonostante sia la prima volta che vengono in Italia. Perché le prime copie, insomma, che vendeva un mail order svedese, aveva già gli autografi. How many copies did you sign of the records?
I think it was 150, 200, but it felt like it was...
Yeah, it felt like an eternity of signing.
Where I had to take off all the plastics from every...
Yeah, very boring.
Yeah. But it's not a big problem.
That's a problem of when you have
success. There are bigger problems.
But I think we were in a hurry somewhere. I don't remember. We
were going away on the first German tour. I think. It was the night before we were going away, so we had to be really quick. It's always like that.
It's always on tour and always in a hurry.
Always in a hurry.
Yeah. Yeah, even tonight we're in a hurry. I was late.
Yeah, but I don't feel it yet.
We're settled down here.
Yeah.
We're calm now.
Because it's spring and you're in Italy.
Yeah,
and we had the pizza.
Yeah.
Everything is great
outside the pizzeria, just like one of your songs.
Yes.
Okay, maybe we can listen to some other song, maybe not from your records, maybe some other bands, if you'd like to, and then you can play something for us.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I've got something from Sweden. Most Valuable Players.
I would like to hear Most Valuable Players.
Yeah, and the News Ambassador.
That's great.
And the Envelopes and Radio Department. And something else, I think. What do you want to listen?
Should we take a Most Valuable Player song?
Okay. Do you have a favorite song from here?
I haven't heard that record yet.
No?
I've only heard
the single. Doesn't belong to me.
Yes, doesn't belong.
I heard one other song with some sort of...
What?
A clarinet.
Okay.
Or something.
Clarinetto.
Yeah, really. So I can play the song number 2. It's called Easy in HCMC. I don't know what does it mean, but it's very beautiful. There are Most Valuable Players. Questi erano Most Valuable Players dall'album You in Honey, la canzone si chiamava Easy in HCMC. Does it mean anything in Sweden, HCMC?
It seems to be about some
air condition.
Yeah, air condition or something. And okay. They think that they are really hot and we can relate to that, being in Italy.
Yeah, and being
we're really hot all the time.
And being in that little studio.
Yeah.
È un piccolo studio che nel frattempo i Suburban Kids hanno provveduto ad allestire con i loro strumenti. Did you like that song that you wanted to listen to them and you know them?
No, I booked a show for them.
You booked show in Stockholm?
Yeah, I did in the beginning of 2000, but not anymore.
You work into music. You are totally into music, also for a job and.
I don't work with it like or anything, but
you don't.
I like music.
It. Yeah, I guess so. And they use a lot of electronics,
yes.
just like you do. But sometimes they are also more acoustic and somehow jazzy.
When I booked them, they were. Really lo-fi band.
Yeah.
They always recorded their demos on the cassettes, and they don't sound like that anymore.
Uh-huh.
But I think they are really good now. It's and they've always been good, I think.
That's something. There is something that you do too. For example, you use a lot of electronics in your record, and live, I guess you're more acoustic.
Yeah, we're more of a acoustic rock band live.
Yeah.
Than when we record.
You are in 7 tonight.
Yeah, yes.
7 on
7
the stage.
On the stage.
Well, but on the record, you are just you two.
Yeah. Oh, on
with a little help from our friends.
Yeah, a couple of songs. We have trumpet and. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I translate something maybe?
Yes.
Ma no, niente, gli stavo parlando appunto del fatto che i Most Valuable Players sono un bel po' elettronici, quasi tutto il disco, ma hanno anche poi dei momenti di apertura acustiche, a volte quasi ambientali, jazz, ed è una cosa che fanno abbastanza anche i Suburban Kids, i Biblical Names. Nei loro dischi c'è un sacco di elettronica, ma poi dal vivo sono un bel po' più tradizionali e rock. Questa sera sul palco del Covo saranno addirittura in 7. E maybe we can start listen to something from you live.
Yes.
Here tonight.
Yeah.
And what are you going to play first?
Trees and Squirrels, I think, from the number 3 record. Okay, Peter is beginning.
Suburban Kids with Biblical Names dal vivo qui negli studi di Città del Capo, Radio Metropolitana. I'm very, very glad that you're here. You know, I think we've been among the first people to play your records here, your songs here in Italy, since we met you in Mabuda in 2004.
Yeah.
Your show was early in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We played 2 o'clock or something.
Oh, 2 or 3 o'clock, yeah.
Yeah, yes. And I was standing in front of you and I didn't know anything about you except your name, of the name, the yeah. funny name of your band.
Yes.
And wow, who are these guys? And it was very, very funny to see you. Maybe you will not appreciate very much what I'm going to say, but the first band that you made me to remind that it was the Locksmiths.
Okay.
I don't know why, but I didn't expect anything, and so I just tried to guess something from your sound. And do you like them, for example?
I have only seen them live at Emma Buddha, and I really like them. But I never heard any songs. I don't have a record.
By them?
Yeah, I never heard any records.
Okay.
But I really liked them when I saw them.
I have that 7-inch single, I don't know what it's called, something about
Casingle Revival, maybe.
Yeah, I've heard.
Used to play
that's
it a lot.
Really good.
Back in the days.
you often in your song talk about back in the days, and
yes.
For example, the song that you played here was about a travel.
Yes.
And there is another song, I'm going back to my old place or something like that, and. Why do you sing about this?
I don't know. That's a good question. But it's some songs on the records that it's about growing up. And I think it has to do with that I moved back to where I used to live before, and I got a lot of feelings and remember.
Which is a small village.
Yes, remember old things we used to do, and
the young punks with skate.
Yes. What song is that now?
I think it's one of the last song of the album.
Yes, that especially that is about going through the center of.
Parakeet or
Little Boys,
little
in,
boys
the
in the Ghetto. Yep.
That is really looking back at times and seeing that nothing changes, that it's still the same.
But if I remember well, it's in Parakeet, the that verse that talks about the tags,
yes.
The tags on the walls.
Yeah.
meat is murder.
Yeah. I had a friend who used to tag it on actually just on the pavement.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which was a quotation maybe from the Smiths or the Pavement. I think that.
Yeah, I think it's more. I never knew that Meat is Murder was from. Back then, I didn't know it was from Pavement.
Smiths.
From Smiths. I thought it was from the hardcore band, Swedish hardcore band Refused.
Okay.
And that all that straight edge movement.
We had a really strong straight edge movement in Sweden.
Yeah, I know. Yes. And. You were into hardcore when you were younger?
Yes.
Yeah.
Everyone was. Hardcore and skate punk.
And then you're indie pop?
Yes. I don't know.
We don't know, but we don't mind. It's okay. Yeah. We'll just like songs and whatever. Maybe we can listen to another record from Sweden that I am listening to very much these days, which is the new album from Radio Department. Did you listen to it?
Yeah, we listened to it in the car.
Yeah?
We got it just before we were going on this tour, so we've been listening to it.
And how did you find it? Was it's different?
It's much different than their first record.
And you prefer the first?
I think I do. I don't know.
Yeah.
You can say that because everybody's saying that in Italy too.
Okay. But you know, I like it. It has some really good songs.
Yeah, I like the single song "Worst Taste in Music."
Maybe we can listen to it now.
Yeah.
And you know they have a large audience in Italy because I think they made the second concert outside Sweden was here in Bologna.
Oh. Okay.
And they are good friends and they. You know, I think they just wanted to do something very different, and they did it.
Yeah.
And so everybody's saying, "Oh, what is this?" And not everyone understands this record, I guess. But stop words, basta parole. Abbiamo parlato un sacco. Non mi ricordo neanche che cosa devo tradurre, ma poco importa. Abbiamo qui in studio i Suburban Kids with Biblical Names, e io sono sinceramente molto molto contento. 348-7649-289 per mandarci gli sms, diretta è radiocittadelcapo.it invece per mandarci un'email. Adesso ci ascoltiamo una traccia dal nuovo album dei Radio Department, Pat Grief si intitola. Questa settimana su polaroid.blogspot.com ci sono stati diversi scambi di opinioni, non tutti molto positivi, ma come dicevo è un disco che secondo me cresce ascolto dopo ascolto, e poi soprattutto io mi ci sono molto molto affezionato. Ci ascoltiamo il singolo come richiesto da Peter, The Worst Taste in Music, dall'album dei Radio Department. Stavamo facendo finire la canzone The Worst Taste in Music dall'album Pat Grief per Radio Department, nuovo album che, come dicevamo, suscita pareri abbastanza discordanti. Da queste frequenze, da Città del Capo Radio Metropolitana, continuerò a suonarvelo, visto che a me piace invece un sacco. E si stava dicendo che dal vivo sono molto molto migliorati, erano d'accordo anche i Suburban Kids with Biblical Names. So are you going to play something more, or do you want to stay just lazy drinking wine, listening to Swedish records?
Yeah, I really like sitting here.
Okay, this is a question I always do make to every Swedish guy I meet, and why do you think you have so many good bands and so many good records in the last years over there, and you're an example of that.
It's really I don't really know. It's
You book the gigs and everybody seems to be into music.
Yeah, it might be that everyone gets into it and you learn from hearing other bands, and if you're really involved in it, then you get better at it.
Yeah.
Or something like that. It's so many people doing it, so you learn from the surroundings or something.
I think, and then it's could be that when most of the people making music now grow up, you could learn an instrument through the government.
Yeah.
What you call it?
It was like a
state
music school for kids.
Ok, dicono i ragazzi che c'è una scuola di musica per i giovani, una scuola di musica pubblica sovvenzionata dal governo, e quindi è più facile crescere tutti assieme e tutti si sta suonando qualcosa, direi che viene abbastanza spontaneo. Puoi mettere su una band. Yeah, you made a band when you were younger, but I think if we do the same here down in Italy, we don't have the same taste. Yeah. I guess so. I don't know why. It seems to be that you have a good taste over there.
Okay.
Maybe it's furniture.
No, I don't know.
Maybe everybody else think we have good taste, but we don't know it.
Minimalistic Sweden. IKEA.
Maybe we can listen to someone not very minimalistic now. I ragazzi dicevano scherzando che forse è il minimalismo dell'IKEA. Do you know the Envelopes?
Yeah.
You know them?
Yeah, I found that record really cheap in Sweden, so I bought it. I hadn't heard them, but I bought it because it was...
Because it was cheap.
Yeah.
And was it good also?
Yeah, I haven't had time to listen to it really, but it was another song from them on a compilation. I liked that song.
What was the song? Do you remember the
title? It was a girl singing in like a French accent.
Yeah, it's because there is a girl singing and she's from France.
Okay. That explains it.
You have right.
Okay, maybe we can listen to a song sung by that girl, and it could be the first song. It is the Law.
Maybe.
Yes, I think it is.
Yeah.
Dunque, gli Envelopes dal loro album Demon. It is the Law. stavano andando avanti anche gli Envelopes. Is This The Law, ci siamo sentiti dall'album Demon, davvero uno dei migliori dischi usciti in questo 2006, ed ero di là a chiacchierare con i ragazzi, si stava parlando appunto di quante band belle, molto belle ci sono là, e di come è facile innamorarsi e di come è facile diventare come il sottoscritto, che loro hanno definito Swedaholic. Swedaholic è davvero un bel nome, ci penseremo magari. Maybe we can do a monthly indie pop night down here and call it just Swedaholic. And we received an email from another Swedaholic Italian guy, and it is Paolo from Brescia. She's listening to us on streaming via web. Ciao Paolo della Honey Records, etichetta dei Le Mana Avec Le Lunette, che hanno fatto da supporto ieri sera per Suburban Kids nella loro prima data italiana in quel di Brescia. Direi che sì, Paolo is jealous because you're in the radio. And he wanted you to in his radio program, but it's okay.
We got stuck in traffic. And we're terribly sorry about it.
And what are you going to play now?
That's a good question.
Yeah, maybe a song about the Swedish Stockholm Water Festival.
Water Festival?
Okay, we can try. It's a really old song about the Stockholm Water Festival.
Okay, it is unreleased or?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So it's a honor for us. And the title of the song is.
Stockholm Water Festival.
Oh, okay, playing that.
And it's we have to find the right tone in the voices.
Yeah.
Oh, can't you?
Okay.
Oh, can't you see? It's like the moon. An exciting new thing. I'll be your bee on your lap, girl. I'll sting a burning mark that'll burn until you die. Oh, can't you see how wonderful this summer will be? At least you read about it in your local magazine. We'll spray the understanding we got. Sit in the park and redecorate all of the parking lots in a summer adventure, Stockholm City. Oh, you must have read about it. All the guys and girls will be happily vibed at, and the clubs will pump music that will make no.
Yes. Stockholm Water Festival, un inedito, un vecchio inedito dei Suburban Kids with Biblical Names, qui dal vivo negli studi di Città del Capo Radio Metropolitana. This one of the your first songs.
Yes.
When you started the Suburban Kids.
Yes. It's never been recorded, and maybe.
Next album.
It's for the best.
When you're going to release a new record?
I don't know. Maybe after the summer sometime.
Yeah. After the summer, number four or whatever else title.
I think that will be the title, number four or whatever.
Okay. Well, I wish you lose numbers.
Yeah.
A question that I always wanted to make you was there is a song which is it's in the album, but I don't remember if it was also in the EPs. It's Rent a Wreck.
Yeah.
And I think it's a sort of a manifesto for you.
It has become.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
It wasn't
planned
to be a manifesto, like that. I don't know.
it gets quoted everywhere.
All the time, yes.
Yeah, because there are two things in this song that I love, and it talks about tour from a very very do-it-yourself point of view.
Yes.
And it says something very mysterious, but in a funny way, which is turning all the dance floor into a burning inferno of ba 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 ba.
Yes.
How did it come to you, that verse?
I don't know. But the whole song is about being this small band and touring, playing for 10 persons everywhere and never getting anywhere, and sleeping under people's bed or something, out on the balcony. And
this seems to be...
That's probably a quote that you can say then. I want to turn the dance floors into something, because turning the dance floor into a burning inferno is pretty, what you call it, I've heard that in songs before.
Yeah.
But not into a burning inferno of ba ba ba. I don't know.
Was it clear to you when you wrote it?
Clear, how do you mean?
A clear as meaning.
Yeah. It's suited fine with the rest of the text in the song.
Definitely.
So, yeah.
And the most beautiful thing is that you say, still I don't have enough of it.
Yeah. Yes.
It's a feeling that I can really understand.
Yeah.
And I like it very much. Si stava parlando di Rent a Wreck, uno dei primi singoli dei Suburban Kids Biblical Names, contenuto anche nel loro album numero 3. Stavo dicendo come questa canzone e poi sembra quasi un manifesto del loro fare musica, e loro hanno detto che alla fine lo è diventata, anche se non era una cosa che avevano pianificato. È una canzone che parla di fare tour, di stare in giro per tour in una maniera molto molto povera, do it yourself, e dormire per terra nei balconi della gente che ti ospita e cose assurde del genere. C'è anche un verso molto divertente dove c'è questo che li ospita, si sveglia e loro gli stanno mangiando le robe dal frigo, e poi dice questa canzone che loro vogliono trasformare le piste da ballo in un inferno fiammeggiante di ba 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 ba, che credo si traduca uguale in inglese, in italiano, in svedese. E gli ho chiesto se aveva un significato particolare, e un po' dalle facce che ha fatto, un po' dalle cose che ha detto, credo che non abbia forse un significato esprimibile razionalmente a parole, ma è un sentimento che chi apprezza la musica di Suburban Kids, mi dico, ne penso possa capire. Che dire ancora? Maybe we can listen to another song from some other Swedish band, and I already... I just have here somewhere down here. Yeah, the new single by Sambassador, your another label mate. Or maybe Labrador should pay me something tonight.
Yes. We can take the bill with us. We shouldn't talk about that on the radio.
Yeah, no, definitely. Oh, maybe, but later you can pay me. I know you can pay me without money.
Okay.
You will do a very very stupid thing for this program later. I will ask you.
Okay.
Now listen to this new single, Kate, il titolo della prima canzone di questo Coastal Affair EP per Sambassador. questa era Kate dal nuovo EP dei Sambassador, Coastal Affairs. We were just watching each other from ci stavamo guardando da una parte all'altra dal vetro, anche perché Polaroid sta volgendo al termine. We have just I think 10 or 12 minutes again of transmission. Polaroid sta volgendo al termine. Suburban Kids qui negli studi di Città del Capo. What do you want to do?
Make a jingle. Polaroid jingle.
Well, thank you. It's very useful.
Should we do it now?
Oh, I don't know. Whenever you want. this is the radio. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
You are listening to Città del Capo, Radio Metropolitana. We are Suburban Kids with Biblical Names.
Thank you.
You're this welcome.
This was very, 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 very silly. Maybe we should set up something before. And I didn't prepare anything, but we just received an SMS from Paolo, which was asking what do you think about I'm from Barcelona, another Swedish band that we listen very, very much down here, because they made a sort of a hymn for us.
Okay, you play I'm from Barcelona
now. Okay,
very often do you? Okay.
You were not talking when I was searching, looking for the record. You're not very helpful for me.
Okay.
Yeah, I played I'm from Barcelona a lot this year, because it was just a song that everybody loves to dance. It seems to be a very, very happy song.
I think they are playing in Barcelona the next week.
Yeah, the Primavera
at
Festival.
Primavera.
They are 29 on stage.
Yeah, I saw them at Söndagsöppet or something in Sweden,
which is another festival.
TV-huset. Yeah, that's
family
show,
family fun on TV.
Yeah, family fun on Sundays.
Yeah, they are a very family band.
Yeah,
after their concert, when we saw them in Husqvarna, there were children out of the theater, outside the theater, and the children was waiting for them.
Oh,
and they
waiting
came,
for mom and dad.
Yeah, they came out and they started to sing all together. Maybe we can listen to it.
Yes.
Yeah.
if it works. No, it doesn't. It seems it's not working. I don't know why. But okay. Okay, the computer is not working at the moment.
Okay.
I'm very sorry. And okay. Maybe we can just say goodbye to everyone and say see you soon at the Covo.
A lot of people are coming to the Covo club tonight.
Dunque, Polaroid, dicevo, volge al termine una puntata abbastanza incasinata con i Suburban Kids qui negli studi. È stato un vero piacere comunque averli. Li vedremo tra poco sul palco del Covo in formazione completa, sette elementi. Enzo ai microfoni vi saluta e vi dà appuntamento anche lui al Covo, perché dopo il loro concerto avrò l'onore di mettere un po' di dischi, quindi che voglia di venire. venire a sudare un po' di indie pop nelle stanze di Viale Zagabria 1 è il benvenuto. Ricordo, da quanto mi è stato detto, che il concerto di Baby Shambles comincerà in ritardo, per un ritardo dell'aereo comincerà intorno a 00:15, così pare dalle ultime notizie che mi sono arrivate. Polaroid.blogspot.com per tutto il resto. Devo dire che non è ancora arrivato Nevio qui negli studi di Città del Capo Radio Metropolitana, quindi presumo che il suo live dopo il GR di Popolare non vada in onda. Restate all'ascolto per saperlo. Maybe you can listen to Rent a Wreck as a final song.
Yes.
To your unplanned manifesto.
Yes.
Do you have other song that you would prefer that would be your manifesto and no one?
A couple of songs come together, I think. It's a couple of
Look Duplicate My Art.
A couple of instruments.
A couple of instruments.
A couple of instruments. But it's an instrumental song.
Yes. That's what I like about it.
No. Okay.
Yeah, or, I don't know. Do you have any?
No, it's hard to... I don't like to think about my songs as manifestos.
Yeah, definitely. That's right. Okay, see you later at the Covo. Thank you for coming here playing.
Thank you.
Ciao a Peter and Johan. See you later. Ciao a tutti. Polaroid.blogs.com. Venerdì prossimo. Ciao.
Seeds of rented wrecks. Let's hope these wheels got what it takes to carry us home. T-shirt salesman and the followers it brings. Single package systems, soul DJs, and you know the riot that brings. I wanna turn all their dance floors into a burning inferno of bomb. I play the piano and I play the guitar. I play it on clubs and I played it in bars. I visited your city and I slept on your floors. Your strings and I've heard